Well, it looks like Thursday is going to be a busy day because there's also uncertainty about the future of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. He has the second highest official in the Justice Department and is in charge of overseeing the special counsel investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. There were earlier reports that he had resigned verbally in anticipation of being fired by President Donald Trump today. But the White House spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, has tweeted that the two will now meet on Thursday and that for now, Rosenstein remains in his post. Let's go straight to Simon Marks, who joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Simon, it's good to see you. So there was this speculation that Rosenstein was going to be fired or resigned today, but that showdown seems to be now expected on Thursday. Thursday, a busy day.
Yes, showdown postponed, not necessarily in any sense cancelled. It's been an extraordinary few hours here in Washington, D.C., even by the standards of the Trump presidency. Near panic caused within circles of government and certainly within media circles after two news organizations in Washington reported that Rod Rosenstein had offered his resignation to the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, and that he had fully been expecting to go to the White House today and be fired. But of course, President Trump isn't in Washington. He's at the United Nations for the General Assembly meeting. So the two of them spoke by telephone. The Deputy Attorney General emerged from the White House, went back to work. He is still Deputy Attorney General. And they will meet in person here in Washington, D.C. for what could be the showdown that many people expected here today, later this week on Thursday. Whether Rod Rosenstein remains as Deputy Attorney General after that meeting, I think at this point is a very open question, and very few people here think that he will remain in office for much longer, given that President Trump fundamentally suspects him of disloyalty and faults him for supporting Robert Mueller in his quest to probe ties between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Well, it is the Mueller question that is key, because what impact will his firing, if he is fired or resigns, have on that Mueller probe? Because Rosenstein has been instrumental in pushing that probe forward.
Well, that, of course, is why Washington, D.C. has spent the last few hours basically in fever pitch mode, because in the event that either Mr. Rosenstein resigns or is fired, Donald Trump can then appoint a new acting attorney general to whom Robert Mueller must report. Now, the deputy attorney general has insisted over the last several months that he does not agree with President Trump's claims that the Mueller probe is a rigged witch hunt designed to bring the presidency down. It is perfectly possible that Mr. Rosenstein's successor will agree with President Trump that indeed the Mueller probe is a rigged witch hunt and may act to end a probe that Mr. Rosenstein has permitted to continue grinding away and grinding towards an investigation of President Trump's business interests up in New York. So we could be sailing into uncharted waters later this week. We're just not quite embarked on that journey here in Washington yet.
No doubt we'll be speaking to you again. Simon Marks there for us with all the latest in Washington.